joining us from Faith and Finance. You hear him here on Family Life, Rob West. Good afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon. It's great to be with you.
You know, as people right now, I don't know where people are, in their car perhaps, and maybe they've picked up a child from school and they're driving, listening to you right now. And I know there's a long, long list that you could, the do's and don'ts, but pick out a yes, we should do this. This is a no-no as far as maybe even a young person wanting to start saving money. What? Give us one yes, you need to do this, and one no, stay away from this.
All right, so it starts with, and you're going to maybe wonder why I'm starting here, but this is the foundation of everything. God owns it all, right? Now, what are the implications of that? Well, that makes you and I a money manager for the King of Kings, and I think it's really the critical starting point to realize that we're actually charged with this important responsibility of managing God's money wisely. And then once we understand that, here's the next one. Sounds simple, harder to do. We've got to live within our means. You see, what I find happens so often is that we start by spending more than we make. That leads to debt, which at its core is really a self-control issue. It's a contentment issue. That then leads to not having any margin, and the margin is what's key to being able to fund our goals, like giving more, paying down our debt, or saving, and then that leads to worry, and that's a spiritual trap. Unfortunately, that's how many Americans operate. Instead, when we say God owns it all and we live within God's provision, live within our means, now all of a sudden we have margin to do those things that are on our hearts. And man, I love that this is our spring share-a-thon, because it's our opportunity to say, God, with what you've entrusted to me, I want to be invested in the things you're doing. I want to be at work. And when you give right now, your heart's going to follow your money. Remember Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So now when you're driving to pick up the kids tomorrow and you're listening to that song of encouragement, or you're listening to that testimony of life change, you know that you're invested there. You have a part in what God's doing, which is just one of the incredible opportunities we have through our giving.
You know, just a minute ago, Steve, you're talking about, you know, maybe there's a mother or a father who just picked up their kid from school. I feel like not long ago, I was that kid. Mm-hmm. But now, fast forward only a few years, I'm getting married this year. And sometimes I still feel like I'm just a kid with a piggy bank who doesn't know what he's doing. Yeah. What would your advice, Rob, be for maybe newlyweds or people who are going to be married soon or thinking about getting married? What would you say?
Well, here's the reality, and not to scare you, but 70% of married couples will say they have conflict over money in their marriage. And the way you get past that is, first of all, understanding. So you need to be starting now and talking about, how was money handled growing up, and how has God wired us, and what is our view on lifestyle and generosity? Because when you come to an understanding of how God made your mate and how together money can actually be an instrument of peace that drives you toward the goals that God has given you as a married couple, it's a game changer. And then the second thing the data says is you got to have cushion. It's not a matter of how much money you make. It's the fact that you're living below it. And then thirdly, you've got to communicate. So Julie and I have a monthly money date. I know it doesn't sound very exciting, but it's the time we come together. We look at our spending plan. We make course corrections. We're talking about it. And I think those really three things, understanding, cushion, and communication, really are the key.
Okay, Rob, I want to talk about inflation, how that has, you know, changed people's budgets. But we also, in my family, you know, we want to focus on giving as well. So how do I, you know, take that into consideration when I'm looking at everything going up, up, up?
Yeah. Well, it's so true. Listen, we're all feeling it when we show up at the grocery store or the gas pump or take a vacation. I mean, everywhere we go, everything costs more. You know, here's the reality is we've got to start with our giving. We've got to recognize that the way you and I spend money tells a story about what's most important to us. It's really that clearest indicator into what we value. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, does my spending reflect truly what's most important to me? And if not, what changes do I need to make? And so that's why I like the fact that I would start with my systematic giving, first to the local church, and then to those ministries that are reaching people like this one with the power of Christian radio. And then I order my finances in such a way, and this is going to take some hard decisions because I'm going to have to cut back and maybe cancel some subscriptions, and maybe I'm going to eat out less. But I've got to then build my spending plan based on what's left, and I want that margin, so that gives me the ability to give more or save more or reduce debt, all of those kinds of things. It's easier said than done, I get it, and especially right now, but it's a key step.
Rob West, Faith and Finance here on Family Life. Rob, as we finish up, you've already touched on it a little bit, but how do you see in your position the benefit of Christian radio and how it touches people through so many ways, just maybe some of your experiences?
Oh, it's incredible. I heard from a caller just the other day, and she said, Rob, you were talking about having a 3 to 6 month emergency fund, and you know, and I didn't have one, so she said, all right, I'm going to do it. And she said, you know, fast forward 9 months, and to the day that I saved the 6 months, I got that call that I was laid off. And she said, you know, had I not been in that position, number one, I don't know how I would have paid the bills. But number two, I wouldn't have been able to listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit. So the rest of the story is God started working on her and really told her that she was to go become a full-time missionary. And she said, Rob, I'm calling you today to tell you that I'm leaving next month to go serve on the mission field full-time. Mm. And she said, I just want to say thanks. And, you know, it's not me and my advice. It's God's word. You know, and that's Christian radio, is we can share the truth of the gospel. We can deal with every facet of our lives. And in the case of my show, we're dealing with your role as a steward of God's money. But we do it through the biblical lens, and that's what Family Life has always been committed to. So would you consider your part in supporting this great work and then respond right now? It's going to take all of us, gifts big and small, but call right now.
800-927-9083. Thank you, Rob West. One final question, the big thing. Did you see the eclipse yesterday?
I did. So I'm in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I could see about 80% of it. Uh-huh. But we had our glasses. We had the kids out in the front yard. It was awesome.
Fun. All right. Great, fam. Rob, thank you so much for your time and what you do, and continued blessings on Faith and Finance. Thank you very much.
All right. Grateful for our partnership. Bless you guys.